Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. What's going on, everybody? What's going on? Hold on, give me 1 second. Let me finish going live on these platforms. This week, diving deep today. Today is going to be about marketing. It's going to be about marketing and the secret behind the growth, the secret behind like understanding what marketing is. So if this is your first time tuning in, my name is Terrell Humphrey and welcome. And today we're speaking about marketing and how Elon Musk is a marketing genius. He understands what marketing is. He understands the importance behind it. He understands everything that goes on with getting attention. Because essentially, when you're marketing, you're getting attention. So to give a simple breakdown of marketing, a simple definition, is to get attention, right? If you have attention, if you know how to market, if you know how to put yourself out there, you will have more customers. You will have more awareness. You will be able to make more money. See, I saw this video earlier. What helped this thought come about was that Elon Musk was doing an interview. And as he was doing the interview, he was just explaining that the most influential people are on X. So I'm like, okay, since they're on X, I need to be on X. I need to be going live on X. I need to be communicating with the most influential people on the platform. And so I want to share this video with you. I want to share this video because this video is going to really hit home what I'm talking about today, what I'm speaking about. So let me pull this video up. Hold on, give me 1 second. Let me pull this video up. I'm going to go ahead and pull it up because it was so great. It was so amazing. It was so a perfect timing for everything. So I'm pulling it up right now. Hold on, give me a second. For those of you just tuning in, my name is Terrell Humphrey. And let me know in the comments where you're coming from, where you're from. Let me know in the comments. And while I pull this up, hold on. Let me see. Nah, that ain't it. Don't you hate when you need something, it don't always be there? Oh, fooled you. All right, so I'm pulling it up right now. Okay, it's right here. So let me go ahead and share this. Take that one off. Let me go ahead and share this screen right quick. Okay. I'm going to share the screen. Can y'all see this? Let me see. Hold on. I gotta go back. Hold on. Let me exit on some of these slides. There we go. Okay. So this is the video that I watched today that gave me inspiration to make the video around marketing. So here we go. Let me see if I can play it. Current application. So I'm playing it right now. And it's only 21 seconds. Let me see. That's crazy. You hear that? The most influential people in the world are on social media, are using these platforms, are marketing themselves so they can have more awareness and connect with more people and make more money. See, it's so incredible to recognize that something comes from effort. Effort is not just, it's not wasted unless it's put in the wrong direction, it's put in the wrong area. See, what I've learned, what I came to learn about marketing and advertising and promoting yourself is that it never ends. It never stops. It never, you never lose touch of marketing. See, back in the old day, it was traditional marketing. So marketing is to get awareness. Marketing is to make more money, vision, circle, what's going on, Zook. I said that wrong. Zoo, one love, what's going on? I appreciate y'all for joining in. Again, if this is y'all first time tuning in, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to this live, welcome to this conversation. Let me know where y'all from. Let me know in the comments where you are from and where y'all tapping in. And if you know what marketing is and if you're properly using it. So back in the day, marketing wasn't as advanced as it was in the back in the old day. Rather than today, marketing wasn't as advanced in the old day as it is today. And by me saying that, there's a couple of examples that I do want to pull up, and I do want to, like, Australia. Wow, that's incredible. I appreciate you for tuning in. I do want to pull up a traditional marketing that went on back in the day, because this can give a idea of what the marketing was, or what business people was doing to market themselves, market their brand, and market everything that they was doing. So I'm gonna put traditional marketing back in the, I'm gonna put 1920s. I'm gonna put 1920s, because marketing, if you're in business, marketing isn't something new. It's something that needs to be done, but it's not something new. So I'm gonna go back in the day when technology wasn't as advanced as it is today, when technology wasn't even what it is. So I'm gonna go back to the old days. So traditional marketing. Let me share my screen. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see my screen. Can y'all see this? Can y'all see me sharing the screen? Let me know in the comments. I'm sharing it right now. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see it. So traditional marketing, I love how it got AI overview, and AI is taking over. AI is here, it's not going anywhere. It's just only improving and enhancing over time. Okay, Vision Circle said, yes, you can see it. Perfect. That is phenomenal. So I do not want to read the definition to you, but I do want to show you the old marketing ways that they were doing. So, of course, this is a newspaper. I'm going to try to full screen it. 1920s. Okay. the newspaper, or let me see, what's the name of it? Advanced telephone technology continue to advance rapidly. Bell advertisers remain focused on education in public. The latest invitation on distance. Okay. An example of marketing. We must inform people about our company and let them know the key role we play in life. That's what marketing is doing. It's informing people about what you do and how you go about doing it. See, Telephone Week, that's the headline. The headline is on the top of the page. Then right underneath, it gives you a description of what's going to be in the newspaper or the advertising. And so it says an invitation to the public. So a headline is, in other words, it's a hook. Telephone Week. So when we read the Telephone Week, it sparks something in us. Like, what does that mean? Back in the day, back in 1920s, what does Telephone Week even mean? Now, mind you, the phones that we have today, the technology that's here today, it wasn't there back in the day. It was not there back in the day. And so Telephone Week, it sparked something. It sparked, like, curiosity. Marketing is sparking an emotion. It's sparking in curiosity. And so with this advertisement, it sparked the Telephone Week, because they didn't have as advanced telephones that we have today. And so right underneath it, it's an invitation. So one thing that I've learned from Russell Brunson, he says a hook, story, offer. The hook is the title. The story is what's in the advertisement or the article, and the offer is what are they offering, right? So, excuse me, an invitation to the public. If you were in the public and it's an invitation to you, inviting you to read this more, to read more of this, would you not be interested in reading more about it? Now, mind you, keep in mind, it was back in the 1920s. I purposely looked up the 1920s at marketing and advertising. That specific time, technology was not as it was today. See, in other words, marketing only is always been around, yet those that use it effectively, those are the ones that benefit from it most. So let me come back to the screen. So the ones that use advertising and marketing are the ones that benefit the most. The reason why this is so important, because understanding what marketing is bringing attention to something, to a product, to a business, to something that you have going on. And when I saw the video with Elon Musk, first off, this man is a genius. He's a genius when it comes to marketing, when it comes to business, when it comes to just growing businesses. He's a genius. The post that he made, that joker had the bank in bay. The post that he made, where is it at? Where did I just have it at? That joker got 23.2 million videos. This one video got 23.2 million views. That is a lot of people. Elon Musk is the owner of X now, was Twitter. Yet he understands the importance of marketing. He understands the importance of attention. He understands him putting himself out there is putting him in a better position, because people can see him in a different manner. People can learn from him in a different way. People can see and connect with him in a different way. I remember the one post that he made. He made a post with his family. He made a post with his family showing the behind the scenes. He made another post when he was going across the border. I don't remember the exact state that he was in, but he showed that. He recorded that. And he understands the power of marketing and advertising. Marketing and advertising is just getting attention in the right place at the right time with the right product, with the right message. See, the message connects more than anything, because if the message is not connecting, then you're marketing to the wrong person, to the wrong group of people. Then you're trying to get attention from people who do not want to do nothing with you. And it's so incredible, because being on social media and having the technology that we have today, we have an advantage. We have an advantage because, one, we have a phone. We have a physical phone that we can use. We don't have to go to a down the street wall phone, a telephone, a pay phone, and put a quarter in to pay and call someone. The phone is in my hand. The phone is in my hand. And this is what makes marketing so special, because if you connect with who you would like to speak to, who you would like to help, who you would like to serve, now you can serve them where they are at. It's no longer going to the telephone and trying to call and not being able to mobily, not being able to dial someone in the convenience of the phone. Now it's like it helps you more. It helps you more, because if you can get a message to people of where they are at, which is the phone today, now you know how to market. Now you know how to market. We are no longer in the Stone Age. Yes, we are no longer in the Stone Age. Now you know how to market, because now you know how to communicate. Now you know how to meet your audience or awareness or attention where they are at. See, the reason why I'm going live, the reason why I'm why I have been going live for the last 2 weeks is because I want more awareness of what I'm doing. I want more attention to show others, talk about marketing, personal development, and business. See, Elon Musk understood the work that needs to be done behind the scenes in order for him to be where he is today. He know how to market. He know how to get attention. He know how to advertise. He know how to promote. He know how to communicate. I watched this video with Steve Jobs, and the fact that he tells stories to the most simplest way where others can understand what he's speaking about. He's a great marketer. He's a great marketer. See, something that goes on with people or business people that are successful that understands marketing. Those that understand how to put themselves out there and communicate effectively impact others. In fact, effectively get more awareness. And they also make more money. They making money. And they making money because they understand how to market themselves. They understand how to market themselves. So I wanted to dive in on that on marketing and explain what it is with different examples with people that are successful that's currently using it. Now I'm gonna use an example of someone that's not successful. Well, I'm sorry, that's not as successful as Elon Musk, but he's successful in his own way. Man, my brother Kavi called me. Hold on. Yeah. So my brother Kavi called me, right? No, I'm sorry, he didn't call me. He sent me a picture and two videos of him testing his sound out, of him pressing record. Hey man, I'm trying to see how well this microphone work. I got it from TikTok shop, and we got it from TikTok shop. I'm just seeing how it work. I'm just seeing like how it works for me. And so he showed me something. What he showed me was so amazing. It was so amazing, yet it was so simple. Let me pull it up. Let me try to pull it up. Let me try to pull up what he showed me. Hold on. I'm trying to send it to my computer right quick. Hold on. I'm gonna try to send it to my computer. This is the picture that he sent me. And I want to share it because he first I asked if I could. I asked if I can share it. He said, yeah. I said, bet. I appreciate it. So this picture right here. Hold on. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see this. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see this picture. Hold on. Can y'all see this? Can y'all see this picture? I think you can. Okay. This was the picture he sent me. As simple as it is, it speaks a lot. It speaks a lot. So what this is a tripod. He got this tripod from TikTok Shop. TikTok Shop is a shop where you can shop on, where you can buy on TikTok and not have to go to a website, not have to leave the platform, and just purchase from there. So he sent me this. Let me try to zoom in so you can see. Oh, I can't. Oh, there you go. This is a tripod. This is a nice tripod. I ain't gonna lie. Oh, okay. It gives you instructions. Okay. Okay, yeah, it gives you instructions. But this is the picture that he sent me. This is a tripod. He sent me a picture of a tripod. Why did he send me a picture of a tripod? Let me come back to the screen. Why did he send me a picture of a tripod? Why did my brother Kavi send me a picture of a tripod? Not seeing. No, can't see it. Oh, hold on. Should we be able to see it? Hold on. Let me try to pull it back up. Hold on. My bad. Let me try to pull it back up. Dang. I thought y'all can see it. Hold on. I'm gonna resend it to myself. Hold on. This picture right here, this picture speaks a lot. I'm gonna send it. I'm gonna send it to myself again. Then I'm gonna see if it shows up this time. See, it just came. It just came. Okay. Now let's see if you're able to view it. Instagram. Come back. Can y'all see it now? Can you see it? Can you see the tripod now? If not, that's okay. Let's see. Oh, it should be in the middle now. It should be in the middle now. Hold on. Yeah, it should be in the middle now. There we go. Can y'all see it now? All right, baby. Okay, this picture is a tripod. This tripod is so simple, but it speaks a lot. First off, that's nice. That's nice right there. It's so nice. It's so simple, yet it speaks a lot. Earlier, I just mentioned that Elon Musk. Let me come back to the screen right quick. Hold on. Let me come back to the screen. So earlier, I mentioned that Elon Musk. He said the most influential people are using social media. Why are the most influential people using social media? The most influential people are using X or Twitter. Why are the most influential people using social media? Because it's something there. It's something incredible that's there. And by incredible, I'm actually speaking about there are people on this platform, on these platforms. Technology helps us connect with others, because as we connect, we keep connecting with others. As we are connecting with others, we are able to market to others. See, marketing is just putting yourself out there. The reason why I just showed this picture, my brother Kavi and his tripod, was the fact that a tripod can change your life. A tripod can change your life because you're able to put yourself out there in a new way that helps others see what you are doing. Hold on. It helps others see what you are doing, because it only takes one video, one message, one post for you to change how you look at social media, how you look at marketing. See, when I started back in 2020, I didn't even know what marketing was. I didn't even know the concept behind it. I didn't even understand the meaning of it. And as I continue to go on, as I continue to learn, as I continue to grow, it's something that's important. See, if you have a business, marketing is important. See, the people back in the day, the people back in the Stone Age knew and understood that in order for them to have business, they had to market themselves. They had to put themselves out there and promote themselves. They understood that. See, the process, the misconception comes from the lack of understanding the power of the tools. The power of the tools is helping you connect with others. As it's helping you connect with others, your marketing. Your marketing. Elon Musk, when he bought Twitter, it was so crazy. It was so interesting. For me looking on the outside in, when he bought Twitter, he changed everything. And when he changed everything, he started to control the awareness that he was getting, not only for X and or Twitter, but for himself. That's a different level of thinking. Submit, what's going on? What's going on? I appreciate y'all for joining in. My name is Terrell Humphrey. Today we're talking about Elon Musk and how he is a marketing genius. Let me know in the comments where y'all from. Let me know in the comments where y'all from. And when I saw how much attention he was getting from him owning this platform, I said, it's different. I said, that's different. That's different because it's something there. It's something there that's inspiring him to go on this platform. See, one thing I learned is that when you market yourself, when you put yourself out there, when you are promoting, you're putting a product in front of others that they put that they can potentially like and or see and or value. And when I started to understand marketing, something changed. I stopped just making videos. I began to make videos with a purpose, with the reasoning, with the goal, with the idea, with the inspiration behind the video and the theme. See, not only is it helping me, it's forcing me to be creative. It's forcing me to do my research. It's forcing me to learn how to communicate. It's forcing me to learn how to be consistent. Marketing forces you to be consistent. And when it forces you to be consistent, you decide to do it for yourself. You're deciding to do it for yourself. It's not the matter of you're not good at you are not good at marketing. It's more so you haven't learned how to market, which makes you not good. See, I remember when I attended college when I was in the Marine Corps, and it was one class that I was taking. I was taking this biology class, and I wasn't good at it. I was not good at it. The first time, as I'm in class, as I'm trying to learn, as I'm trying to, like, understand what he's talking about when it comes to, like, digesting different plants, different animals, different, like, looking at the scope. When it came to that, I wasn't familiar with it. I wasn't familiar with it, nor did I put extra time to learn more about it. And so as I'm trying to learn about it, I'm taking notes. I'm trying to ask questions. I'm paying attention to class. Yet even though I was taking notes, paying attention, and asking questions, I was not able to pass this class. I was not able to pass this class because I didn't understand what I was doing. I didn't understand what I was doing. First off, he taught one thing. And then on the test, it was another. Oftentimes in life, the test, we're taking the wrong test because we're not aware of what's in front of us. See, even though I failed biology, even though I had to retake biology, I had to learn to improve the type of questions that I was asking. I had to change how I went about doing the work so the work can become more familiar so I can at least pass. I don't need no A. I need to at least pass. My goal was to pass. My focus was to pass, not get an A. Don't feel bad, biology is not for everyone. It's a beast. It's different. it's different. And when I understood, even though I don't need to have an A, I just need to pass. I just need to look at the information a little bit different. Marketing is no different. Marketing is something that has to be learned. Elon Musk studied marketing because he constantly is doing things on a different level. The video that I just watched, he has 23.2 million different views. That's 23. I don't know if you know what 23.2 million look like, because I certainly don't. Alana, what's up, man? What's up? I appreciate y'all for joining in. What she say, right? You learn more on the job. You do learn more on the job. Best go, but I appreciate y'all for tapping in. Let me know where y'all from in the comments. Hold on. It was 20, what'd I say? 23.2 million. Let me see if I can zoom in. Can y'all see this? Can y'all see this right quick? Yeah, can y'all see that number? It ain't gonna autofocus. That's crazy. Dang. But anywho, that's a lot of zeros. That is a lot of zeros. Let me see if it works like this. I think it worked like this. I don't know how to fix the blurriness. I ain't gonna lie. I'm sorry. Oh, that's a lot of zeros. But one thing I've learned about marketing is that all those zeros. Hold on, my camera just went off. Turn it back on. We should be here. Okay, okay. Yeah. We back. So what I learned about marketing is that even though it's 23.2 million different people, it's, those zeros are people, are individuals that took the time out to watch this video. So these numbers are not just numbers that don't matter. 23.2 million. Those are not, it's not just numbers, it's not just data. These are people. 23.2 million people saw this video. 23.2 million people saw this video. You think Elon Musk is a marketing genius? I certainly do. He invested the time. He put time to learn how to get 23.2 million people to be interested in what he was talking about, or what he's talking about, and how he's going about doing it. Marketing is getting awareness, so that awareness can be. I don't want to. The correct terminology is convert. I don't want to use convert, but he's getting awareness, so the awareness can go somewhere and spend money with Elon Musk. That's different, cause he got attention now. Someone said that attention is the new currency because attention is what people pay with sometimes. How do you watch? we just watched the movie today, and that Joker was 2 hours and 9 minutes. And we watched the whole movie. Didn't even stop watching it. We watched the whole movie. Me and my wife watched the whole movie. Because they had our attention. They had our attention to watch this whole movie. To watch this whole 2 hours and 9 minute movie. So it's the mere fact that they understand how to market. And marketing is not just enough. But marketing is the main factor that gets attention to something that you're doing. And how you're going about doing it. So I'm speaking primarily on marketing today, because marketing is something that a lot of people do not understand and see the importance behind. It benefits one. It benefits to have more awareness, because the more awareness you have, the more you're able to be in a better position, because people can see you, people can learn you, people can start being relatable to you, people can start understanding, like, okay, what is this person doing, or why are they doing it? Sometimes it might just be for entertainment. Majority of the time it is for entertainment from start to finish. Majority of the time it is for entertainment. When I start to see a familiar face, I started to get comfortable with seeing them often. It wasn't the mere fact that I was looking for them. It was the fact that they kept showing up. So it was kind of like as they continue to show up, I have no choice but to see them. Marketing is always showing up. It's always being present. It's always showing up in a new way that others can see you, that others need to see you. Because sometimes, many times, oftentimes, it's the second that they recognize who you are that changes everything. Marketing changes everything because it forces one to craft a hook story offer. Just like Russell Brunson mentioned, a hook story offer is something that encourages someone to read a post, to read a comment, to read a video, to be engaged with anything, because something has to catch your attention. Something has to catch your attention. See, one thing that Elon Musk is, is a genius when it comes to marketing. Is a genius when it comes to marketing. Is it also trying to be different or stand out? Ooh, what a good question. Hold on, let me pin that, Joker. Let me pin that. She said, is it also trying to be different or stand out? I wouldn't say being different. I would say being you. That would help you stand out. Because can't nobody be you? Can't nobody be you and how you are showing up for yourself? I can't be Elon Musk. I don't want to be Elon Musk. I maybe want to have the attention that he has, but I don't want to be him. I can't be him. I can't be him. Our uniqueness, what makes us different, makes us special. Because that's what helps us stand out. Everybody's not going to... There's over 6 billion people on this planet, in this planet. Everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to vibe with you. But the ones that connect and vibe with you, oh, you got something going on. You got something going on. You have something going on. So it's not the mere fact of being different. It's showing up as yourself that will help you stand out. Social media is a tool. It's a marketing tool that helps others see and experience something new, something different, something that they've never witnessed before. But social media can be good and bad, depending on how you go about looking at it. Elon Musk is he's the owner of Tesla. If someone tried to create another version of Tesla, it won't be Tesla. It won't be Tesla. It would be a knockout version of Tesla because Tesla is producing massive results because it got attention, because it got awareness, because people vibe with Elon and his personality, and also because he understands business. More so, people are connected with him. And what's so incredible is that with the technology that we have today, with the consistency that can be put in for the next day, week, month, year, years, something can come from that. And by something, I'm actually saying people that vibe with what you are saying, with what your message is and how you're showing up. Marketing is showing up while having a message that connects with the ones that need the product or service, or that need to hear the video, or that need to read the message, or that need to hear the email, or that need to see and understand something in a new way, in a new light, because marketing is connecting with those at the moment that they might need it, that they might think about it. I remember, y'all ever go, not necessarily go, but y'all ever think about like getting, I'm use myself as an example. Have you ever thought about getting something, wanting something or talking about something, and then all of a sudden when you open up your phone, it's there. Not the same of what you was thinking, but some form of advertisement is there because one, they either listen to our phones or they looking at the data. They're looking at the data. When it first happened to me, I'm like, man, I clicked the ad, I opened my phone, I clicked the advertisement that I saw, or the post, or the video that I saw, and I'm watching it. And I'm watching. Let's just use Tides as an example, because I'm fascinated with Tides. So let's just use Tides for example. Now I'm seeing Tides. Now I'm seeing something that I was just speaking about. But as I'm speaking about it, it's showing up. That's because it's showing up for me went at the time and moment that I'm thinking about it, because of advertising, messaging, and putting it in a specific time that will help others see and connect with it. Oh man, I was just talking about a tie, but the tie just came up. Let me click this tie. Marketing is being there when the customer needs you, or think about the product and those service that you are offering. Elon Musk has so much attention, has so much awareness, because he's meeting his customers where they are at. I remember last week, or the week before last, we went out, and as we was going out, we saw a Cybertruck. Mind you, on social media, a Cybertruck is owned by Elon Musk. He owned Teslas, he owned Cybertrucks, and they both have so much attention. They have so much awareness. Celebrities are getting Cybertrucks. I saw what's his name? I saw Kim Kardashian with a Cybertruck. I saw Quavo with a Cybertruck. I saw another dude customize his Cybertruck. I said, man, the amount of attention that someone has to have to create something that someone needs and or won't, it's the mere fact that it's good marketing. It's good marketing. And I just really thought about something as soon as I said need and want. When I took this class earlier this year, or this business class earlier this year, there was like, there's a difference between needing and wanting. Like, what you mean? Like, what does that even mean? I can need another tie. But until I have some emotion behind it, I want a tie, because when I want a tie, I'm going to get it sooner. When I need it, I'm going to push it back. I'm going to push it back as much as I can. I'm going to push back me needing a tie as much as I can, because I don't need it. I'm okay. I don't necessarily need it. I can wait for a certain amount of time to get it. But when I want it, I get it as soon as I think about it. I said, oh, huh, that's different. Wanting and needing. Then it really got me thinking. It really got me seeing things in a different perspective. I didn't want a camera. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I didn't need a camera. I wanted a camera. Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't need to eat no chips, no bag of chips, but I wanted it. I don't need to get no tires right now, but I want them. Marketing is being present. When the person wants something and you show up for them to say, hey, I have what you are looking for. Is this the right thing? Now, what marketing does is pull them in. It's pulling you, it's pulling the customer and the audience and attention in, because once you stop doing what you're doing to scroll and to continue to read on what's has gotten your attention. Your attention is now on this post. That's what marketing does. Marketing captures attention, because once it captures attention, it delivers. It delivers in a way where it's bringing you value at the time that you need the value. Because you wasn't just talking about it last week. You wasn't thinking about it last month. Yet the moment you think about it, the moment it comes up, the moment you're speaking about it with your friend or with someone or on the phone, it automatically comes up. And if you really want to dive deeper into it, you've probably looked up this I'm going to use the tie. I've probably looked up the tie before The advertisement came, but I forgot about it. I forgot what I looked up because I'm not thinking about it at the moment. And so when the tie comes up, I'm not even thinking about it. Man, I just looked this up. I looked this up last week, last month. Oh, so are the phones really listening to us? Or is the data that's being collected that helps the advertisement be shown at the right moment? See, I had to take a pause right there. Coach Lee, what's going on, Coach? I had to take a pause right there because marketing is more than just getting attention. Marketing is more than just getting awareness. Oh, Coach Lee, great news. The split that you was talking about with Nvidia, I think that's the name. I looked into it. I appreciate that. And so what Elon Musk is great at, what he's amazing at, is catching his audience and attention at the right time when they need something, when they want something that they would like. Wanting is different than needing, because needing, you act on it quicker. Wanting, you prolong it for a little minute. Wanting, you take a long time to get that want. I'm sorry, you take that long time to get that need. You take the long time to get the need. But that want, you get that want quicker. You get the want quicker. Because the want is has an emotion attached to it. See, one thing about marketing that a lot of business owners struggle with, that a lot of companies struggle with, is that it's how you're delivering your message that matters. I'm gonna give you a prime example. KBVX1, what's going on, man? I appreciate y'all for joining. For those who are new, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and today we're speaking about how Elon Musk is a marketing genius when it comes to business. Listen, let me know where y'all from. Let me know in the comments where you are from and where you're tuning in from. Because today we just diving in on marketing. Marketing is so incredible. Marketing is so important, because if you don't have attention, if you don't have awareness, you don't have a business. Oftentimes it's getting the message to the right person that makes a difference. How do you speak to this person? How do you connect with this person? How do you resonate with this person that can potentially help you, or that you can potentially serve when they are ready to be served? Avago split. Avago split also looking to do. Oh yeah, I'm writing that down. AVGO. Okay. I appreciate that, Coach. Yeah, I just wrote that down. Yeah. I just wrote that down. Elon Musk is someone that pushes his marketing to the next level. He just pushes it to the next level. Because if he can have more awareness, mind you, 23.2 million different people has saw this one post. This one post. Excuse me. And when that many people see that post, let's do some numbers. Hold on. Let's do some numbers. 23.2 million times 10%. 10% is 10% of people that buy something or that purchase anything. On the average, 10% of people that buy things. That's 2,320,000 people can buy something. Wait, or will buy something. From 23.2 million people, 10% might take action, might purchase something, might buy something. If 10% buy something, that's 2,320,000 320 people. Hold on. Let me look for this calculator right quick. Hold on. Oh yeah, I got this calculator right now. Let me. Hold on. Let me pull this calculator up. Hold on, because I don't think y'all seeing these numbers. I don't think y'all seeing these same numbers that I'm seeing. Hold on. There we go. Okay. Where we at? Okay, can y'all see this? Can y'all see the calculator? Okay. Remember I said it was 23.2 million people. Is that million? 23, 2, maybe it's too many zeros. 1, 2. Yeah. Okay. That looked like 23 million, then 200,000. Yeah. Okay. So divide that, I'm sorry, times. I'm going to multiply that by point 10. Okay. Okay. Come on, man. Times point 10. That's 2,320,000 people. Let's just say they buy something for let's just say $50. $50, and that's, dang. Why is it like this? Hold on. 116 million dollars. That is bizarre. From all that attention, if 10%, only 10% buy a $50 product, a $50 tie, a $50 watch or something, that's 116 million people because of the amount of individuals has saw this post. Hold on, let me come back to the screen. Hold on. Let me come back to the screen. Is that not... maybe I'm tweaking. Am I tweaking? That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. If 23.2 million people watch something and then they go and 10% of that 23.2 million go buy something for $50, that's $116 million? Did I do that math correct? Did I do that calculation correct? Cause Elon Musk might know some. Did y'all get that same number too? 23.2 million times 0.10%. And then multiply by just $50. Did you get the same thing I got? Marketing is a result of that. Elon Musk using these platforms is the result of that. Elon Musk using technology like it's supposed to be used is the result of that. See, oftentimes, it's the mere fact that we don't know enough that stops our growth. And for us to know more, we have to be willing to learn more. See, I'm pretty sure Elon put the time into learning what marketing was. See, marketing is something that has to be learned, practiced, understood, tested, improved, enhanced. It's so many things that marketing can do, yet we're limiting it because we're not using it effectively. Elon Musk, 23.2 million different people. You think he using marketing? You think he marketing correctly? I think so. Let me know in the comments. Let me know if you think Elon Musk is marketing, is a marketing genius. Let me know in the comments. Let me know in the comments if you think Elon Musk is a marketing genius. But what I don't want to appreciate the coach. Okay. I just want to make sure. One thing that we do have to be aware of is how long Elon Musk has been doing what he has been doing. Those numbers are ridiculous. Okay, those numbers are ridiculous, and it's so incredible just to see like the journey behind someone's success, i.e. Steve Jobs, i.e. Tom Brady, i.e. Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis played football. Tom Brady played football. Who did I say? Steve Jobs. He was a businessman. Everyone's path is different than the next. Go back to this question right here. Alani, she's made me think about it again. Hold on. Where's the question at? Where's the question at? Right here. Is it also trying to be different or stand out? That could, she's maybe thinking about this question again, because it's not the mere fact that you being different. It's the mere fact that you being yourself. Marketing helps you create a message that connects with others and build your awareness and build the attention of others and just grow. Elon been growing for a little minute. And the last point that I want to hit on. I just saw it. Okay. I'm about to, I just copied it. I appreciate it, coach. The last point that I want to hit on before we end this live is that the longer you wait to start, the longer you wait to begin, the longer you wait to find the perfect time to start, that's going to stop you, because there's no such thing as the perfect moment. The perfect moment get created from us deciding that it's going to be perfect for ourselves. See, understanding that where Elon Musk is at, he got there because of time. He got there because of consistency. He got there because of hard work. He got there because he was committed. He got there because he was fully invested in everything that he was doing. It takes time. It takes time. Yet the day, the week, the month, the year you start is going to be the moment, the day, the week, the month, the year that you start to grow. Go back on my brother Kavi. Hold on, I'm going to pull the picture back up so that way y'all can have some reference on what I'm speaking about. I'm going to pull the picture back up. Of course, I can't find it. Of course, I can't find the picture. Hold on, let me send it again. My brother Kavi, he sent me this picture of a tripod, and to give you some context of it, I just want to show it again so that way you can see what I'm speaking about. Hold on, it's coming in. There you go. So, hold on, let me open this right quick. Okay, so my brother Kavi, I don't want to show the calculator yet. Hold on. Let me see. I'm looking, why is the calculator pulling up? It comes down to how much you do. You bring yourself and what you're doing. It comes down to, yes, sir. Hello. Let me see. I'm trying to see this tripod. Okay. I was looking for the calculator first, so I can see the tripod. So I can post it. Hold on. Okay, so it should be right here. Let me know if y'all can see this. Let me know if y'all can see the the tripod. I'm sharing my screen right now. Dang. Hold on. No, y'all can't see it, but where did the... Can y'all see this? I think y'all can see this. I'm trying to figure out... Oh, there we go. Okay. There we go. There it is. Okay. Technology can't win without it. Can't live without it. Can't do something. I don't know. Okay, let's talk about this tripod. To go back on this simple tripod. It's so simple, yet it's so impactful because you can start getting attention with just your phone. Your phone will help you get more awareness. Hold on, my camera just went off. Hold on. Okay, now we back. Your phone can help you get more awareness, get more attention, and connect with those that are willing to connect with you, that would like to connect with you. Because oftentimes, it's just really meeting the person where they are at in order to properly market and communicate to them. Until we understand marketing, until we invest the time into marketing, nothing's going to come from it because we're not properly using it for ourselves. Listen, in closing, Elon Musk is a marketing genius because he understands how to get attention, how to get awareness, and how to make money from the attention that he has. The example that I used was only $50 of 2,320,000 people buying one thing. That was only $50. And it added up to 116 million. That's just only 10%. That's just only 10%. So marketing is important. Marketing is getting awareness, it's getting attention, and putting a product, a service, a message in front of someone that they are going to resonate with because of research, because of the activity, and because of the message. Never be afraid to put yourself out there, because as you're communicating online or advertising, promoting, and putting yourself out there, understand that it's going to take time to get to levels of where Elon Musk is at. But it is possible to connect with those who are more relatable to you, So never be afraid to market yourself. Never be afraid to put yourself out there. Never be afraid to just find a way to communicate what you are doing. Because oftentimes what it takes is a tripod. A tripod can change your life because one video will have you trying to figure out social media, how to show up, how to communicate, how to be better on camera. You are your own brand. Yes, sir. I just saw that one. That one's tough. You are your own brand. You are your own brand. And it's just believing that sometimes you're not going to have a lot of people on your live. Sometimes you're not going to be communicating with no one but yourself. There's a saying, it only takes one time to do something for you to learn, for you to start learning how to go about doing it. It's different. Having a thought and then acting on this thought would help you not only improve, but help you dive in on the knowledge that can be learned for yourself. Because marketing is a lot. Social media is a lot. Communicating is a lot. Products is a lot. Services is a lot. Yet life continues to go on. And as it continues to go on, we learn new things as they come about. Listen. There's a process behind it. Don't be afraid to pursue it. Believe that you can, and once you pursue it, something's going to come from it. It only takes one video. It only takes one message. It only takes one way of starting. And when you start, this one way is going to multiply. is going to multiply because you start to pick up skills that you wasn't even expecting. You start to pick up skills and knowledge and information that you wasn't expecting. I wasn't expecting to learn about marketing. I wasn't expecting to learn about advertising. I wasn't expecting to learn about promoting and social media. I wasn't expecting it. But I decided to learn about it because as I was learning about it, as I was more aware of it, I understood how important it became. I understood how important it became because the thing that stops a lot of people is not the information, but it's acting on the information that stops everyone. Listen, I appreciate y'all for joining in. I'm going to close that on that last thought. Marketing is attention, getting awareness for what you are doing and how you would like to go about doing it. The sky's the limit. With the technology that we have, the sky's the limit. Never limit yourself to your own thoughts because your thoughts will help you grow. Your action will help you learn. And you taking action today will force you to figure out how to use these platforms, how to use these tools, how to use what we have for ourselves so that way we can know how to market. Listen, I appreciate y'all. I'm about to go in and hop off. Let me know in the comments before I log off. What is one thing that you got from this video? What is one thing that you got from this video that can potentially help you learn how to market yourself better? Let me know in the comments. If not in the comments, shoot me a DM and be like, hey, man, your message resonated with me. It made sense because you broke down marketing and got this lesson from it. Just send me a DM. Lack of information. Ooh, Coach Lee said, lack of information stop some people also. You have to be willing to learn. And you have to force yourself uncomfortable. On that note, I'm going to hop off. Listen, I'll see y'all tomorrow, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tomorrow at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. Again, my name is Terrell Humphrey. I appreciate y'all for tapping in. Make sure that you share this live with a friend that needs to learn about marketing, that's in business, that want to start a business. Sending this live to them and just inform them like, hey, I know you want to start your business. I know you already have a business. I know you've been thinking about doing a business for a while. Just watch this video to learn more about marketing. I promise you it's going to be different. I appreciate y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow.